As part of that, we've developed an intranet called the Social Media Hub. It's at socialmedia.state.gov. And I've got some nice little swag out there for you in the other side with the URL and everything on it so you can find it. But we've developed this site as a resource for you. We recognize that, you know, people didn't know what social media was. They were apprehensive about using it. They had lots of questions of how do I use it appropriately? How do I use it responsibly and also effectively? So how do I get that message out to people? So that's what the site is set up for. We actually have a couple different sections. The first is the social media field guides, and this is the Twitter guide. Don't be too off-put by the depth and size of this. We have set it up so that you can go through and pick individual modules of what it is that you need. But the theory behind the development of the social media use guides is if you walk through one of these guides never having read the FAM policy or anything else, now granted we want you to be like know that stuff and you're supposed to be held accountable for it, so say you know it, right? But let's suppose that you kind of neglected to do that part. If you walk through this and you set up your site based on the social media field guide, you will be compliant with all of the current policies that are out there, the current guidance and best practices that we've developed both from other government agencies, private sector, and our experiences within the department in the use of social media. So we encourage you that if you're thinking about using a social media site, check out the social media field guides. The first guide that we recommend when getting started to help answer those questions, who am I trying to engage with? What are my requirements for engaging and building a community is a social media field guide called Managing Your Social Media. The other sections on the social media hub that you should be aware of are the best practices. These are not best practices necessarily from my office. These are best practices from people in the field. So these are people on the ground doing creative, innovative things with technology. So we encourage you, if you're at Post or you coordinate relationships with your Post, let them know about this opportunity. We are looking for what are those innovative things that people are doing out there, and it's a really great read if you're just starting out on trying to figure out what have other people done? What is it I could potentially do at my Post with social media or integrating social and traditional media? The other section we have is the forum section. So this is where people have posted various articles, sometimes it's questions, things that they want to share with the community that's building on that site. We also post announcements on there that are concerning what's happening out in social media. So for instance, when Twitter had, I think it was a wormer virus, I don't remember exactly what it was, but if you hovered over the link, it could have been problematic and it would start this bad chain of events, you know. So we would post those kinds of information out there. So we ask you, take a look at the forum section. When we put out new updates to field guides, when we have, we just recently posted the new terms of use template that you need to have on your social networking sites. So that's out there. We post that kind of thing there for you to take advantage of. We also run a newsletter that we recommend you guys subscribe to get the latest on what's happening in the social media hub. And we put in reminders from everything for announcements that have gone out. We also run various events and programs, one of which is Ask the Experts. Ask the Experts is a webinar that we record, so you can find all the recordings that we've done. We also have the Community Managers Group, which is really focused on how do you institutionalize the role of being a community manager. What is a community manager? And you don't have to be a community manager to participate, but you can see the various webinars that we do monthly. We also have monthly meetups. If you're located here in Washington, we call them social swarms. So come check those out. In fact, the next one is on the 22nd of October, talking about how to create visual content.